actually grants us so many benefits. But we do not want those benefits. The only benefit we want is the ability for us to self-promotionalize and to be engaged in the fundamental loving service of the devotees. So as far as the Western calendar goes, today is the last day of 2014. We all should reflect, each one of us, on how our year has been. I'm sure there have been good times, there have been difficult times, and very often there is no time as well. No time meaning that we want to do so many things for Krishna, but somehow another material energy is so powerful, we keep saying, I'll do it, and it doesn't happen. So maybe that's the question we have to ask ourselves. How do we go from no time to more time for Krishna? And the only way to do that is to remember that time that exists Krishna is our friend. And time that exists Maya will become very difficult for us to manage. In fact, we cannot manage time if we use it for any activity apart from Krishna. But if we are sincere to do something for Krishna, then we must have firm, unflinching faith that definitely Krishna will give us all time and all facilities to perform this service. That should be our mind. Now, in order for us to really concentrate on chanting the Hare name, we chant it in Sadhu Sangha. And when we are in Sadhu Sangha, we don't want to be impersonal. We want to take darshan of the Lord, and we want to encourage each other to chant the Hare name very loudly. What would really be nice is Prabhu Siddhi can all come forward here, so that you literally form a half circle in front of me. That would be really good. You will also find out why. Because the closer we get and we chant the Holy Name of the Lord, as if there is no saint, it makes it more difficult for us to be distracted from the Holy Name. Whereas the more space we have, you find that the more time we have to do other things. So the more we are in contact with each other and encouraging each other to chant the Holy Name of the Lord, you will find that people become very comfortable. When Mahaprabhu used to sit down with Srivast Thakur and do nocturnal kirtanis with all the associates and the devotees, they were doing very small surroundings actually. If you look at Srivast and them in Mayapur and the other places there, the congregation, it was a very small area. But it was very easy because the atmosphere was very charged with the chanting of the devotees. So let's try to chant Krishna prayers as loudly and as concentratedly as possible for the next 1 hour or so, and then at 8:30 we should all rise and do Shaina. And if devotees feel that they are sitting too long and you want to dance, then please, by all means, dance for the Lord, because that will be very nice. You know, the one thing our congregation is always informed, I mean, devotees passing through always inform me of this congregation. They say the chanting is very nice, but there is very good dancing. So maybe one of our aims for 2015 is to get more devotees to dance. When I first came into the movement and I walked in and I saw everyone jumping up and down in the temple, I thought this is the wrong place. And the temple president came up to me and he showed me this. He showed me like that. He said, you can't sit still, you're supposed to jump. And then I disappeared for a week or two, you know, before I came back. What I mean to say is that sometimes we have reservations in the heart, but those reservations should go because we're doing the Krishna. So please, if we have to roster dance, I see those so you know, I wouldn't mind, I'm there desperate. Premanjit Mahasi, I need to take care of marketing there. I'm looking for your equivalent here, you know, on this side. So we need to find something to do. Just take a moment. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hey! Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
this next raga is a very nice raga that I picked up in 1996 or 97. There was Srila Prabhupada's disciple, I forget his name now, and he had left the movement for a while. But right at the end of his life, you know, he was terminally ill, and he was about to leave his body. So he started his devotional service in the manor in London, and he had served Prabhupada there. Somehow, because of some discrepancies or other, he left. And after many, many years, one day the devotee saw a very thin and frail man, bearded, walking to the manor. And those who had served many years ago during Prabhupada's time, they recognized him. And they welcomed him back, and he said that he was terminally ill, that he had a few weeks left. And he requested, humbly requested the devotees, that he be given a chance to leave his body in the manor. So I remember that the devotees were taking turns chanting very sweetly for him. And it touched me that devotee care, caring for devotees, serving devotees, is what keeps our movement together. The fact that these devotees dropped everything so that they could serve this one devotee, even though he had not been in the movement for years, it didn't matter to them. The fact is, he and many other devotees were the reasons why the manor was very well run, and it was a foundation for many other devotees to run. So during one of their seasons, this tune was sung, and it stuck with me, and I remembered very much, you know, how this devotee left his body with so much dignity and so much care and concern for the devotees. So that way also we should praise. One of the highlights of this year, I remember, is how all the devotees came together to serve Radhe Shyam Mataji. And how she did us all a wonderful lesson in leaving, and also a lesson in living. Because despite all the difficulties that we face in this world, Radhe Shyam Mataji never deviated from her devotion service. And the way she left was evidence to all of us that if we continue in devotional service, no matter how difficult our natures may be, still Krishna will somehow or another give us the association of the devotees.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Rama, 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 Rama.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
I remember in one lecture, Guru Maharaj informed us that chanting the holy names in a sustained manner is very much a miniature of how we must live our life. When we start our Krishna consciousness, like we start our kirtan, it's always on a high. And then somewhere in between, you know, we go very low. And then after, at the end, we go Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, and then we finish it. And that's how life is also. When we start Krishna consciousness, we are all very enthusiastic. And then halfway through, you know, we forget why we came in the first place. And then after a while, maybe Krishna willing, just before we leave this body, everybody comes and says Hari Bol, and we say Hari Bol. And we also leave. But what Maharaj was saying was, it is the in-between part that's very important for us to sustain. Because while in the beginning devotees help us to Krishna consciousness, and at the end, by their mercy, they again help us to Krishna consciousness, it is the in-between part that we help others to Krishna consciousness. If we can sustain enthusiasm in the years that we are living from now till the day we leave this body, that sustained enthusiasm will enthuse other devotees. And that is more pleasing to Krishna than anything else in this world. That's why when we chant Prabhu Sri Mahaprabhu, keep the pace, keep the rhythm, the But most importantly, keep the company. Your mouth will become dry, your throat will not be good, your voice will go here and there. But it's not the voice Krishna wants, it's the supplement. So let's chant for the next 10 minutes with that level of sustenance. That's very important. As if at 8:30 we all going to leave our world. We should think that way. How will we start now? We will start so much, isn't it? That's how we should live.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare
Hare Hare
Hare
Hare
Hare
Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Jagannath Swami.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
So we had about 5-10 minutes today, and we continue to chant, and then again we will chant. We want to take this opportunity to welcome back Vidhyachandra Prabhu ki. Prabhu has just entered into Grahastha Ashram. Now, then Haripur was a bit softer. Very nice. We all know what a wonderful ashram Grahastha Ashram is. And we welcome Prabhu and we hope that he has wonderful Krishna conscious wife and Krishna conscious children. So if we can have more Krishna conscious working in this world.
Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Swami Jayanaranam. Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra.
Thank you. Thank you.
सब परिवार में सारे का छोटे सा श्रीमान की दिवाली में एक भी भक्ति भी हम स्वामी का तू फाल जन एवं विष्णु पाद परम हम सब परिवार के सारे का छोटे सा श्रीमान की दिवाली में इसको हम के ध्यान करता कोई ठाकुर महाराज एक कौन भाव का विधि कौन का विलय कौन का भक्ति का क्षेत्र कौन का जीवन भाई देव एक भी भक्ति विधान का स्वामी का तू फाल नाम आचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की श्री श्री तत्व स्वामी प्रभु की अनंत गुण वैष्णव की We want to take this opportunity to wish all of you a wonderful Krishna Conscious 2015. Guys, we did it now for this Super Dome 18. The program today ends here with Prasadam being served. The reason is the Lordship doesn't take rest, and we all want to invite everyone to come for the first Kamalarti in the morning at 5:15. So if you can come and join us at that time, it will be wonderful. Tomorrow we are very, very fortunate to have His Holiness Arjuna Nivedan Maharaj coming from Singapore and taking the first Srimad Bhagavatam class of the year. That's going to be at 8:45 in the summer. So His Holiness will be here by 8:45. Please be punctual. Please come and hear Bhagavatam. At the same time, at 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock tomorrow, we will have Kirtan at Lakshmi Narayan Temple also simultaneously. So we have a few devotees who will go there to chant the holy names of the Lord. The temple is very kind. They're giving us 2 hours to chant Krishna's name. That will be wonderful. And then in the evening, devotees, if you can, you can join us at the Hindu center. The Hindu center is a long